Thank you for listening to The Kim Komando Show. You are now listening to the weekend of December 11th, 2021.
All right, we're going to start this weekend show with a fun fact. All the major 3G cellular networks, they're going to be shut down in the entire United States, they say, by the end of 2022. So I know what you're saying. You're saying to yourself, this doesn't affect me. I have a brand new iPhone. I have a Pixel. I have a Samsung Galaxy. Well, smarty pants, I bet you didn't think about your car. Yep. A lot of cars, even up to the last year, are using 3G technology for what? Yes, the navigation, the traffic, Wi-Fi hotspots. You know that emergency SOS button? It may be operating on 3G. Your remote unlock and lock function. So if you lock your keys in the car or outside the car, you need to unlock the car, you can call an 800 number. They can do that. That's probably on 3G as well. So you're going to have to say goodbye to all those functions, unless, of course, maybe you're going to pay for an update to 4G, and that's going to cost you maybe a few hundred dollars. And then there are also some cars that they say, well, we're sorry, you're just not going to have those features anymore. But that's tech for you. I mean, it's always moving. It's always getting better and faster. I mean, I never ever thought that we'd see a day where technology was so advanced that you could watch a movie at home just like as if you were in the theater. I mean, but here, VR. Yeah. And you see, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, just an example of all the fun that we have here week after week as we talk about living the best digital life. It's America's largest show about all things digital, most trusted. It's called The Kim Komando Show because, after all, I'm America's beloved digital goddess, Kim Komando, here with you once again. And you can find the show on over 425 top stations throughout the United States. And of course, we're streaming in your favorite radio app. You can find us there, as well as anytime you want. You can watch the show. You can get the show as a podcast. And that's over at getkim.com. And a special shout out and happy holidays and Merry Christmas goes out to all of our listeners on the American Forces Network Radio. More than 375,000 American servicemen and women in 175 countries, and I just love this. 300 ships at sea get the Kim Komando Show. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254. And I'm sure you have at least a few questions about something digital I can lend a hand to. Once again, that T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is 1-888-825-5254. All right, let's start with five things that you need to know about tech. It's happening right now. And this past week, on Tuesday, December 7th, we received a serious national security warning that's being completely ignored, except for those of us here on the show. It came in the form of a 9-hour outage at Amazon Web Services. That's its whole cloud computing arm. So a lot of things were down. Security systems from Ring doorbells and business setups, they were totally offline. Venmo, other pay services froze. Delta and Southwest Airlines, you know what? Their reservation systems went completely down. Netflix and other services, they just stopped working. And then some Amazon fulfillment centers were shut down. Major delivery delays. Many Whole Food orders were just canceled. It was certainly inconvenient, but what a lot of people aren't considering are the bigger issues. Okay, AWS, Amazon Web Services, makes up 33% of the cloud infrastructure market around the world. What if the outage was worse? What if it lasted longer than 9 hours? And how did it even happen? Amazon isn't really providing any type of answers. So this is just a quick snippet of maybe some chaos that could come if there were a terrorist attack. Think about this. I mean, what if it was disrupted for 2 days, 1 day? I'm talking about pay at the pump, gas, store cash registers, traffic signals, other services. 2 hours, 1 day, maybe just a few hours. It's really something that you need to think about and make sure that you have enough cash and medicine and food just on the side in case there were something major to come down. All right, number two, tag your car is it. What? Earlier this year, Apple launched their AirTags. These are these incredible quarter-sized tracking devices that helped, I don't know, find my car keys more than just a few times, right? But like all tech, it seems like AirTags are being misused in a way that could put you in danger. What if somebody wants to track you? All they need to do is pair this little AirTag with their iPhone, and they drop it inside your car, your purse, your briefcase without your knowledge. And then the tag will show your location all the time. And now it's being used to steal cars. Police in Ontario, Canada have investigated 5 incidents over the past 3 months where car thieves hid air tags on luxury, high, expensive cars in public places and then stole them from the owner's driveway. So here's the deal. If your iPhone suddenly notifies you of a new air tag that you didn't place nearby, Don't ignore the warning. Consider it very, very serious. Androids now will not detect AirTags, and you can be tracked without notice, at least for now. And Apple says they're working on that. So if you have a reason to worry, you can check your car, your personal items often, or you can save yourself the trouble and just go buy an iPhone. All right, number three, hey, you need to take a break. Meta, owned Instagram, announced a whole bunch of new features. Wow. Okay. If they think that you've been scrolling longer than you should be, it's going to say, hey, we think you need to close the app for a while. And then earlier this year, Instagram banned folks from sending DMs to teens who don't follow them. And now they've actually put a stop to folks being able to tag or mention teenagers who don't follow them too. Now, in another feature, Instagram is going to supposedly start suggesting teens check out different topics if they've been hanging on to certain topics for a long time. And now, well, guess what? They've added parental controls to the existing version. How so thoughtful of Instagram. Well, not exactly. It's convenient that all these features were announced the day before Instagram's CEO was set to testify before a congressional committee about protecting kids online. What a coincidence that is. Oh, my gosh. The damage is done. I mean, it's the same pattern Facebook has, too. They always respond to the real problem, but always a dollar too late and 3 days too short. Finally, number four. Looking at your phone, is your phone looking at you? When iOS 14 for the iPhone was released a little over a year ago, it came with some new privacy features. It's actually kind of great. So if you see an orange dot, that means that the iPhone's mic is in use by an app. If it's green, it means the camera and possibly the mic is being used. So if you're on Android, now you have these features too. The latest Android 12 OS, there's a new indicator in the top right-hand corner of the screen. You see an icon for either a mic or camera when an app tries to use that hardware on your phone. And it's nice. There's also a rolling log. This would be great on a phone of which apps have accessed your mic and your camera and also when they've done it. It's part of, they say, Android's new privacy dashboard. It also lets you deactivate your mic and camera across the entire phone so no app could have access to it. I mean, here's the deal. There are plenty of apps that need your mic's phone and camera, but then there are all these apps that don't. And speaking of, there's this age-old question. Do Androids dream of electric sheep? Do they dream of electric sheep? They do. Ugh, let me tell you, it takes a lot of RAM. Okay, now finally number five. Okay, walk away from your desk without any consequences. When it comes to viral TikTok videos, there are always these stupid challenges. But every once in a while, there's a TikTok video that goes viral and it's actually helpful. Like when this TikToker named Leah, she posted a video about a work-from-home hack and using a little gadget that moves her mouse when she's away from her desk. What? I mean, why is that even a thing? I mean, some employers are doing everything they can to keep tabs on employees who are working from home, some with activity and keystroke tracking. They call it bossware. And others just watch for chat apps like Microsoft Teams to transition to away or Google Meet to go away or Google Chat, rather. And it can happen after, you know, some inactivity. And some people, they actually have to get up from their desk to go to the bathroom, maybe get a drink, just, you know, go outside and get a breath of fresh air. Well, for a few years now, there have been these rudimentary versions of mouse movers. Yes. You're like, what is a mouse mover? Okay. Some are made of plastic wood. Some are made of like these Lego type bricks. And now there are also more refined gadgets and they sell anywhere from $15 to $30 on Amazon. But the whole idea is that when you're not in front of your computer, is that your mouse is still moving on the screen. And a lot of these bossware type of apps will say, oh, you know, John and Janie, they've been working all night. Look at this. Otherwise, you can go to the bathroom in peace. Now, a determined micromanager can do a little fishing to find out if it's actually you moving the mouse or something else. I mean, they'll probably use clickbait. Oh, I know. All right, so here's the deal. You're on Facebook. Maybe you're looking somebody up. Do they actually know that you looked them up and that you looked at their Facebook profile? That answer is coming up in just a few moments. And of course, we're going to start all of your fabulous phone calls here on this coast-to-coast broadcast of the Kim Komando Show. Hey, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254. And just a quick reminder, if you have a question for me here on the show, always love to hear from you, but you can also drop me an email. Go to the official homepage of the show. That's commando.com, of course, with a K. And in the upper right-hand corner, there's a link that says Email Kim. Click that, and I read every single email that gets sent. And how about we start this hour with Dana in Virginia Beach. I know who you are, Dana.
Hi, Kim. How are you?
I'm good. First of all, I want to say thank you for always keeping me up to date on what's going on with you and your daughter. And also, when my mother passed away, I don't know if I had a chance to thank you. You sent me such a wonderful email, and I really appreciated that.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I'm really, really appreciate all that you've done for me. I can never tell you how appreciative or show you how appreciative I am. Because of you, my daughter, of course, you remember I called you back in April. My daughter was a freshman in college and had a stalker, and we could not figure out who it was. And Title IX of the campus was not helping much, and the police department was not helping much.
I remember when you called me, and, you know, we've since subsequently talked, obviously, is that yes. I was so astounded by the fact that the local police really didn't have a lot to help you with this. I mean, they didn't give you much of a direction.
No, and they still don't. I mean, this is still ongoing. We're not 100%, you know, prosecuted them yet. But without you, I was just at my wit's end by the time I emailed you. I mean, I've always been a fan of the show, and I just decided to email. I was on your website and emailed you, and you put me in touch with Rico, who he and I talk at least once a week now.
Do you really? Okay. He's a great guy, isn't he?
He's a great guy, and he loves dogs. Obviously, I love dogs, and he's very helpful because it's a process, and I'm still setting up a protocol for other parents what to do, because without you, I mean, not everybody has a Kim Commando. They can just email and say, hey, can you help me out with this? Oh, sure. Let me find this specialist for you that can, you know, get into her phone and tell you who it is. Not everybody has that. And I am forever grateful for that, because at least we know who we're watching out for. And again, it's a process, but we are getting, it's coming along.
It was very frightening to me to hear the story. I mean, to have your daughter away from at college, right? And what was he was sending, like pizza to the dorm, or what exactly was he doing? I forget.
He was trying to find out which dorm she lived in, and he found someone that lived in the same hall that she did. He was trying to figure out which dorm she was in, so he could set up a camera to watch her come and go.
Gosh, that's crazy. And she never met this guy, right?
She never met him. He went to high school with her younger sister.
Oh, okay. All right. And then, he got kind of crazy. And then just to refresh everybody's memory, and then somehow he posted information about you, right?
He did turn on me. He took her pictures, but put my information and was contacting some, Rico said it was like dark web, underground, like sex sites. And so Mother's Day morning, I was bombarded by 8 o'clock in the morning, men telling me, quick, go to your camera, you know.
Here I am.
Things.
Yeah, thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, here I am. And one guy offered to get a hotel room by me for 3 days. And
you're like, oh, gee, thanks. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it was definitely some crazy thing. I didn't realize how many lonely people there are out there. But it got out of hand. He was giving out our address to people saying he lived there and to stop by and visit him.
Gosh. So it's awful. I mean, it's terrible how, you know, some misguided, crazy person can totally disrupt a family's lives, right? I mean, and that's what that's what happened.
Oh, and it plays right in hand. You know, our governor just signed into law that schools do not have to report student crimes, and it's now considered a misdemeanor. So even if the police were helpful, they don't have to be now.
Well, and to let everybody know, Rico Danielson, this is what he does. He's a forensic specialist. And it took Rico a while. I mean, because I was keeping in touch with Rico, because we do some other work on the side together. And And I'd ask him, he's like, you know what? We're still on it. We're still going for it. We're still on. I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't imagine how long this takes, which, you know, there's a lot of lessons here. And Dana, thank you so much for calling in, and thank you for all your kindness over the last, I guess almost a year now since we've been, April will be a year rather, but thank you for everything that you've done and keeping me up to date and, you know, doing a podcast. If you want to learn more about this story, we have a podcast, which we will re-release so that everybody can take a look at it. But it's just a lesson to all of us, adults and kids, is that stranger danger is more prevalent online than offline. Stay right where you are. We have more of the show coming up. All right, it's time now for our crypto tip of the week. And this isn't really a tip. Well, it is a tip, but it's a story that I think you're going to want to share with your family members and friends. So listen up. There's this guy by the name of James Howell. And back in 2009, he bought 7,500 Bitcoins for almost nothing. And he was in his 20s, but the hard drive that he bought the Bitcoins on ended up in a drawer on his desk, because what happened was is that he spilled a drink on his laptop, and then he had to take apart the laptop, and then while he was doing that, the laptop broke, and then he did save the hard drive, though, and he put it inside of a desk. And he kept it there, but he forgot that it had Bitcoin on it, because in 2009, I mean, what really was Bitcoin? So he threw away the hard drive, and then he thought that, well, everything had been taken care of. But when he threw away the hard drive, the value of the Bitcoins was about $7.5 million. And that was in 2013. He was moving, so he saved that hard drive for 6 years. So the hard drive is now in a landfill in Newport, Great Britain. So he's gone to the city council and he said, you know, can I go look for my hard drive? And they're like, oh my gosh, come on. I mean, you threw this away in 2013. How could we even find it right now? He said, no, really, I want to go find the hard drive. And if you let me find the hard drive, I will give you a percentage of the value of the Bitcoins that's stored on the drive. And the city of Newport, they're like, no, just forget it. We can't have you do this. He goes back to them. He says, you know what? It's going to cost just a few $100,000 for me to search the landfill. I'm going to find some professionals. And it's not as hard as you might think, he said, because I know pretty much the exact day that I threw it away. So I could use a grid reference to find out where the hard drive's buried. Now remember, he bought 7,500 Bitcoins in 2009 when the price was zero, or just a few cents each. And so today, a single Bitcoin is trading for around, depends what day you look, but let's just use a round number of $50,000. So if you do the math, James, should he be able to find the hard drive in this landfill, and assuming that it still works somehow, which, by the way, he has an affidavit from OnTrack, it's a big data recovery company, that says that if he could get the hard drive, that the Bitcoin's probably still on it and they could recover it. That hard drive, the Bitcoins on that hard drive is worth, are you ready right now? $375 million. $375 million. Could you imagine sitting there thinking to yourself, oh my gosh, I threw away a hard drive in 2013 with $375 million. And still sitting there, he's petitioning, he's trying to figure out how to get to it. So just a quick tip for everybody, that if you are storing your crypto on your hard drive, it's a bad idea. You always want to use a cold wallet. And in case you're looking for some information about Bitcoins and cold wallets, look no further than the official guide, Cryptocurrency 101, that you can find over on Amazon.com. And, of course, it's written by me with a K, Commando. Cryptocurrency 101 tells you all about crypto, how to save it, how to use it, how to buy it. Wow, this poor guy, $375 million. That would be just crazy. Coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to talk about some crafty waves that thieves are stealing your car, and also car parts. Yeah, that's big. And right now we're going to speak with Hal in Monroe, Louisiana. Hi there, Hal.
Hi, Kim. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for calling today. What can I help you with?
Well, Kim, I'm kind of semi-retired now, and I had the bright idea of trying to download some cartoons and put them on a DVD for my kid, and I was wondering if you recommended that, and if you do, what kind of software you would recommend to do that. And also, I have a Windows 7 Hewlett Packard laptop, but it has good antivirus on it.
Okay. Well, you know, when you start getting into downloading cartoons and copyrighted materials, you know, of course, where there's a will, there's a way. But that's something that I wouldn't recommend, because I don't want you to get into trouble, and I don't want you to start violating people's copyrights. But let me give you a few options, okay? There's a service called Canopy, and that starts with a K, and I'll send you a link to it. But if you go to canopy.com/kids, and Canopy is a free service, and if you have a library card or a university ID that you can log in, it gives you access to, I don't know, all kinds of cartoons. And it's through the public library. So remember, like, a long, long time ago, you used to go to the public library and you could, like, rent not only books, but you could rent DVDs. Remember that?
Yes.
And you could rent VHS movies and music CDs and all that other good stuff. And it's the same thing, but now it's all online. And what's nice is that you can also download them legally for what's called offline viewing. And so, so this way you're not going, you're going to find them and then you're going to press them on a DVD and, you know, anything like that. Because, you know, it's just not necessary anymore. And there's another service that you might want to look at called Boomerang. Now, Boomerang is the cartoon place. Okay. So if you're looking for, like, Scooby-Doo, the Flintstones, Garfield, Looney Tunes, Barney Bear, Johnny Quest, Tom and Jerry, Bugs Bunny, Popeye, you know what I mean? The big names, right? And Canopy may have some of those, but Boomerang is a service that is just all cartoons all the time. And it's just a few dollars a month. And they also have what's called offline viewing. And so what happens with offline viewing is that when you're online, you can tap and click on all the cartoons that you'd like to watch. And then if you're not connected to the internet, that you can still watch them. So that's what it means by offline viewing. Okay?
Okay.
And so then we're not downloading, saving, stripping, getting it onto a DVD. Make sure it works with your DVD player, because then, you know, you get my point. It's just not a fun time. At that time, you'll be like, I'm pulling out my hair. Okay? And I just don't, it's just not worth it.
You're right. And I'm not an expert on this kind of stuff, so.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. So it's Canopy for Kids, or better yet, you know, there's Boomerang that I mentioned that has a lot of the cartoons. And, you know, you may be also, you know, you can also do offline viewing with Netflix and these, and also with Amazon. And that's really what it means, offline viewing. So if anytime you see something that it says, you know, would you like to view it offline? It just means that it's a streaming content that you can download, and then you can watch it, and you don't have to be connected to the internet. So Canopy is really fabulous, not just for kids, but for adults too. So if you're looking for some movies and you're tired of streaming, paying for these streaming services for movies, you should also check out Canopy. And over at Commando.com, we actually have a list of 13 different streaming sites that you can watch content for free. And a lot of it, as I mentioned, is available offline. And we'll post some links for you, Hal, over at Commando.com inside the Commando community. And so what that means, you go to Commando.com/community, and then there's the Q&A forum. And that's where we post links for stuff that I talk about. And maybe I need to pass along a web address, because, you know, I hate passing along web addresses on the air, because sometimes it just gets, you know, as I say, every website is like 6 degrees of separation from, maybe even less now, from some porno site. And thank you for your call. All right. This week, we're talking about crafty ways that thieves are stealing your car and car parts. I mean, wow. Listen to the State Farm. They said that they saw almost a 300% increase. The actual number is 293% increase in converter theft claims from mid-2020 to mid-2021. And I also heard me already talk about how thieves are using Apple AirTags and tile trackers to steal cars, probably, too. So here's what you need to remember. Number one, signal blockers. The key fobs are really handy. I have them. But thieves can trick your car into thinking that the fob is present. So what you want to do is set up kind of a Faraday cage. Is that there are boxes that you can buy on Amazon, and we have links. Or you just line a box with aluminum foil. And that's why some people even say, like, they leave their car keys in the microwave. I don't know about that. And also your refrigerator. Yeah, you can do it, but there are some better ways. There's also some other ways that you want to think about. to secure your car keys. A lot of people, they get a brand new car and they hold up the key online. Well, that's a bad idea because a key being held inside of a photo can also be replicated online into a real key. The third way is to get a steering wheel lock. You've seen them. And of course, if you're wondering which ones to buy, we're going to tell you those are on Amazon. And number four is what I have too, is you keep a photo of your insurance, your VIN, and your license plate right on your phone. So this way, in case you need all this information, for whatever the reason, that you have it totally within reach, you can put it in notes, like for example, on your iPhone, and then if you pin it to the top, you always have it. And number five, be careful where you park, okay? No dark corners, no dark alleys. Make sure your car is locked. And you can also put a tracker of your own, like an AirTag, for example, or some other type of Bluetooth tracker. And keep in mind that your insurance company can may be able to give you a discount if you have anti-theft devices installed. Like, for example, Forbes reports that if you add anti-theft features to your car, such as what we spoke about, you can get a discount of 5 to 25% off your coverage. I mean, that's pretty darn good. And for links to all of these, as well as the products that we recommend, head over to commando.com. Once you're there, hit the link that says Kim Show. Still to come this hour, the answer to whether or not somebody can tell if you are actually looking at their Facebook profile. And then, of course, we have a scam I need to tell you about, too. Wow, these apps have 300,000 downloads, and they're stealing banking credentials. So stay right where you are. All right, so you know you get the Kim Komando Show, but you're not getting Kim Komando Explains. That's our podcast. And this week we're going to be talking about ways that you can tidy up your tech. And so Ali, Ben, and I, we sat around. We talked about how you can clean your tech inside and out, sort the clutter, free up space in your drives, get rid of all those duplicate photos. And so wherever you get your podcasts, whether it's Apple, Google, Spotify, Pandora, Amazon, Stitcher, TuneIn, the list goes on and on, make sure that you search for Commando with a K. That's, again, Commando with a K, and you want Kim Commando Explains. Let's see, Aman in Austin, Texas. Hi there, Aman.
Hello, how are you doing, Kim?
Great, thanks for your call today. What's going on?
Well, I had a question for you. First of all, I really always appreciate your cybersecurity, little tips and security tips. I'm a big privacy guy, so everyone that comes up, like recently you did one on Amazon Alexa Sidekick. I was like, well, that's got to turn off, you know, kind of thing. So I appreciate that.
Well, thank you for your kind words, because it's not like Amazon will come and put a notice and say, hey, just want to let you know, we're going to take a little bit of your internet connection and share it.
Yeah, exactly.
So we take that seriously. I'm trying to help everybody, as well as myself, retain some semblance of privacy. It's hard. It's hard. But how can I help you?
Well, sure. Well, I have a 13-year-old daughter. She's an avid artist. She's just gotten into drawing dragons and writing stories about dragons and has done hundreds of different paintings and pictures. And she's wanting to get into digital art, which is a new thing for her. And so try to animate her artwork. But here's the thing. She wants to use a program called Procreate on,
an iPad.
And get an iPad.
Yeah.
So for her, she saved up some money. In fact, she took one of her drawings and turned it into an NFT and sold it. So she's got half the money for an iPad.
But wow, now, you're kidding. Yeah, how much did she get?
Cool.
How much did she get?
She put it on Rarible and she got a little over $500 for her first one. Right. So which is awesome. Right.
I know. I'm proud of her. I think that's great. Oh, my gosh. Well, how wonderful is that?
So I'm trying to help her out with it, but here's the thing, right? So now we're trying to take a look at iPads because she wants it for Christmas. And so the thing is, now you start looking at minis and Airs and Pros, and then by the time you do all the upsells from Apple, I mean, I may have to sell a kidney just to get one, right? So I'm trying to figure out what's a solid configuration that she can work with for a while, and a solid amount of memory in there, and then maybe even think about, okay, well, maybe we do things like, cloud storage, because she can't hold all of her drawings, on an iPad. So take a look at what's the optimal config. That's what I'm looking for.
Well, you're going to need the Apple Pencil too. Okay. That's number one. Okay.
Right.
And that's $120. One of the ways that you went for the iPad, I would definitely buy her an iPad Pro, the 12-inch. I mean, she's drawing. She needs the extra space. So I wouldn't do the mini. A way that you can save money is that you can go to apple.com and buy it refurbished, and you'll save like 15 to 20%.
Okay.
And then it's apple.com, and then you have to go to the bottom of the screen. It says refurbished. Or I wouldn't be afraid to buy one from Amazon, refurbished in the warehouse, and because there you're going to save a little bit more, but they come with a 90-day guarantee. If this thing's going to break, it's going to break within the first 90 days. I mean, odds are, right? I mean, it's technology, right? And that's the way it – I mean, she's going to get out of the box. It's not like it's going to go dwindle, but it's certified. And so if you're trying to save some money, I would go, again, with the iPad Pro, the 12.9-inch. As far as memory, she doesn't need 512 gigs because you can put it in the cloud for $1 a month, right? So right. By the time you do $1 a month for, you know, for years, she's going to be outgrowing this anyway. So I'd probably look at 64 gigs. Anything less than that might run into a hassle, although the NFTs are not a lot of space. But take a look at 32 or 64, but I think I'd be inclined to go an iPad Pro, 12.9-inch, 64 gigs with the Pencil. I'll find one for you on Amazon, and I'll post the link over at commando.com/community. And tell your daughter I am so proud of her. Stay right where you are. Facebook, can they see if you're really looking? The answer to come. All right, if you're a member of LinkedIn, you probably already know this, is that you can see who has checked your profile. But what about other social media platforms? Okay, true or false, can someone see if you looked at their Facebook profile? Not exactly. They are private from everyone, but keep in mind that every person that you search for is kept in your search history, and so that means anybody with access to your profile can see it. So that's reason number 493 to keep logged out of Facebook when you're not using it. Hey, another hour is coming up you don't want to miss here on the Westar Time Media Network. All right, let's start this hour with just a little history. In computers, of course. I mean, this past week, December 8th, the year was 1975, a guy by the name of Paul Terrell, he opens what he called the Byte Shop. That's B-Y-T-E. It was one of the first retail computer stores in the entire world. And so Paul Terrell and the Byte Shop ordered, guess what, the first 50 computers from Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak's Apple Computer Company in 1976. But when you think about it, that's not the oldest Apple computer, okay? The oldest computer can be traced back to Adam and Eve. That's right. It was an Apple Genesis. It had a limited amount of onboard memory, just one byte, and then everything crashed. Ooh. And you see, ladies and gentlemen, just an example of all the fun that we have here week after week as we talk about living the best digital life ever. We talk about making money, saving money, this time of year, the right gadgets that you should be buying for the holidays. And of course, we talk about your websites, your company, email marketing, internet, security, privacy. Oh my gosh, the list goes on and on. It's called The Kim Komando Show, and I'm America's beloved digital goddess, Kim Komando, here with you once again, of course. And you can find us on well over 400 top stations from coast to coast. And you can find us streaming in your favorite radio app. Just search for Komando with a K, of course. And you can also catch us as a podcast, as a webcast, whenever you want. Just have to go to this special address. That's getkim.com. And a special thanks goes out to our servicemen and women in the Army, the Marines, the Navy, Air Force, Coast Guard, and Space Force who are protecting our great nation, who also hear the Kim Komando Show on American Forces Network Radio. Thank you for everything that you're doing. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254. Once again, is the way to join us. And okay, this is part of the show where I normally talk about like some great things that are happening in technology, maybe some new products, some ways to save you money. I push that off into the third hour of the show. So if you're looking for that type of content, it's be in the next hour, because I want to just take a moment here during the Christmas and holiday shopping season to help you guys and gals out. Now, any product that I mention right here, as well as previous products that you may have heard on last week's show, if you're even just looking for some product or some great gifts from people who are into tech, maybe who aren't into tech, and the chargers and stocking stuffers and things like that. We put together all these wonderful lists for you. And you know, you can trust our advice, right? Just head over to commando.com with a K, and then there's a button that's red right now. It's called gift guides. Red, you know, for the season. So go to commando.com and hit gift guide. So if you're ever sitting there saying, I don't know what to get that person, is that you can always hit the gift guides over at commando.com. So we're going to start this hour with some gifts that are smart home techs. Right. So if you have somebody who's getting into smart home technology, maybe they don't know where to start, maybe they even have something, there could be something on this list. Like, for example, Govee has the smart LED strip lights, and they are perfect to add a little something extra. You can set up a backlight, decorate your home, patio yard with these color-changing LED bulbs, and they can light up with a beat when it senses music. And, of course, you're going to control them with Alexa or on an app on your phone. Really cheap, about $24. The next one on our list is the AeroGarden White Harvest Indoor Garden. So if you have a green thumb or if you want to find out if you have one or somebody who doesn't, get them this garden. It has 6 seed pods, grow 12 inches tall. Guess what? Also comes with LED grow lights, and it's $80. What about an air purifier? What about a smart air purifier? Bissell has one. So if the person has allergies, they live in a dusty or dirty area, it's a 3-stage filtration system. Has a HEPA filter, so it catches everything from pet odors to everything else like that. It's pretty pricey, about $250. Now, what about a smart mug? Okay, it's the perfect way to make sure that your coffee is hot to the last drop. You can warm your cool drink between 120 and 145 degrees. And then it will keep a hot beverage from falling below 120 degrees. Holds 14 ounces, rests on a charging coaster, keeps it hot for about an hour and a half, and it's $130. All right, let's move on to somebody who has it all. Okay, somebody who has everything and anything. Like, I sat around and I said, you know, what can I get my husband for Christmas? I mean, what can I get him? So online, I'm super excited. I hope he's not listening. But I bought him a chair, an office chair. Well, not a regular office chair. It's a chair from a old 747 airplane. It's a seat, actually. And they put it on wheels, so now it becomes an office chair. And it is incredible. It has the belt on it, as also has the under the water life preserver and a whole bunch of other great things. But it was pretty pricey. But I found that on Etsy. So if you're looking for unique gifts, that's always a place. But for the person who has everything, how about a Traeger Grills smoker? And it's also a wood pellet grill, and they large enough to accommodate 34 burgers, 6 rib racks, 6 whole chickens. It's expensive. It's a Traeger. It's $1,000. Second on our list is a record player, but this is a Victrola vintage suitcase record player, and it has Bluetooth, CD player, of course, has a 3-speed record player. It comes in all these great colors, and anything from camo to turquoise and red, and it's $51. Number 3 on our list is a linen sheet set. You know, a lot of people buy cotton sheets. Linen is great, too. We found the best one for you for about $95. And then, of course, you can never be too private with your personal information. So if you have somebody in your house who likes to accumulate paper, get them a paper shredder. We found the best one. What about the kitchen? Pasta machine, love that, $40. An electric wine opener is $35. A sous vide, a precision cooker. So if you have somebody who has an Instapot and you want them to expand their horizons, it's $139. The Magic Bullet Blender is a great way for people to jumpstart their day with maybe some juice, and it's about $30. Now, what about some more on my shopping list? I also got this gift for somebody else, but I'm not going to say who it is. An Oculus Quest 2. That's right. It's a VR headset. It's available in 128, 256 gigs. I got the 256 gigs. It's an all-in-one gaming headset, and it's backward compatible. There's Beat Saber, Wander, Walkabout, Mini Golf, and I really think Barry's going to love this. Two on our list, second on the list that I have is a Chromebook. If you're looking for somebody who wants an affordable laptop, and if you want to give them an affordable laptop, a Chromebook is a great way to do it. We found a lightweight Lenovo Chromebook that's loaded up for about $200. I actually bought this gift for a couple of kids in the family. It's the Luminate Solar Inflatable Lantern. It can be charged up to 9 different colors, and it has a rainbow fade. It provides up to 12 hours of light, and it's solar-powered or USB, and it's $30. Somebody on your list wants a MacBook Air, get them a 2020 version, okay? $900, and it's fabulous. It's 512 gigs, 18 hours of battery life. It has M1 chip, 8 gigs of memory, 13.3-inch display. And again, you'll find that particular item on our list. Now, holiday shopping deadlines. Okay, it's only a couple of weeks away, which means It's time for you to get off your butt and start shopping if you haven't already done that. So the USPS, their shipping cutoff dates anywhere from December 15th to December 23rd. So again, December 15th is also with FedEx. They say they can do FedEx same day delivery on the 24th. UPS, they have 3 days select, so it's the 21st to the 23rd. So you're really looking at anywhere for you to mail something, you really need to get it into the mail by December 21st. That would be the absolute drop-dead date. We have all the dates listed, by the way, over at commando.com if you want to take a look at it, which just reminds me of this. I mean, I don't know if you've heard about this, but you know what they're calling retired UPS workers? You know what they're calling them now? Postage. Get it? Ooh, postage, postage. I know, if you have to explain it, it wasn't that funny. I'm sorry. They will get better. I promise. All right. Coming up in just a few moments, talk about gifts. I'm going to give you the best ways to hide what you buy on Amazon so you don't spoil any surprises. And then, of course, hey, this hour is America's favorite radio game show sensation. I'm talking about Brand New or Not True. So you want to stay right where you are. Plus, we have all of your phone calls here on the Kim Komando Show. Hey, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254. Once again, it's the way to join us. And, you know, we have this fabulous newsletter, a little administration moment, just if you will, before we go back to all your phone calls. It's called The Current. And so if you go to thecurrentnewsletter.com, once again, that's thecurrentnewsletter.com. It's really just a fabulous newsletter. It comes out twice a week from us, and in 5 minutes or less, you're totally up to date. It has content that you're not going to hear on the show or find on the site. It's different. Let me just say that. It's a different type of newsletter, and everything that you want to read is actually in the newsletter, so you're not clicking out and reading. And there are no ads. That's right, no ads whatsoever. And so check out The Current, please. Just try it. You can always unsubscribe, but I don't think you will, because I was looking at the unsubscribe rates for The Current. It's like 0.00000, like 9%, which means like some person unsubscribed over the last year, which I'm going to call you. I'm going to find out who you are. So anyway, head over to thecurrentnewsletter.com. That's thecurrentnewsletter.com. Sign up. You can see a sample, and you're going to love it. All right. How about we start this hour with Charles in Auburn, Alabama. Hi there, Charles.
How you doing? Can you hear me okay?
I sure can, sir. How can I help you?
Great. Just a quick question. Also a big fan, and I read your email almost every day, so thanks for all your efforts on behalf of us consumers. So,
you got
quick question. I'm working as a new officer of our HOA, and we're trying to move from paper mail to a platform, and wanted your advice on who you would suggest that we host our site with, and if you have any insight to, you know, a nonprofit platform that we should consider.
So what is the biggest question that you get on the HOA? I mean, what's the biggest problem that you guys have?
Oh, that's a super question. We have a property manager that manages a lot of our suppliers for us. And so just the intercommunications between all of our owners and our property management and our suppliers, and all of that is verbal and email, and it's very nice. So we'd like to do something much better than that.
And I bet you have some people stored in an Excel spreadsheet as well.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely, and we don't want our financials flying around on email either.
No,
so,
God, we don't want that. That's crazy.
Right? And we have part of the group that's email centric. Part of the group is Facebook-centric. Part of the group is phone-centric.
And then how many members do you have in the HOA?
There's over 150, so it's not a large group.
But that's enough people to create a little bit of a nightmare, you know, at times.
And 50 and you phone calls in a day is daunting.
And you're like, Can I just put it someplace where you can all read about it, and then you can post your replies or something like that?
Exactly.
All right. You know, there are various services out there. And I'm involved. I have two properties that are in HOAs. And so I know what you're talking about as far as the minutes and collecting the dues and then looking at assessments. And some people want to pay for new grass and other people don't. You know, it's somebody doesn't like this antenna, somebody doesn't like this doorknob, or whatever it is. Just like we all want to just live in peace. There are three specifically that, and they all pretty much do the same thing. They manage the calendar. Okay. They also manage the communities. It's a place where you could put up all the documents, whatever it may be. If you even have renderings of maybe what the new park would look like or, the new roof or whatever, you can put all there. If you have events, maybe you have quarterly meetings, annual meetings, and then you can also host those through Zoom and then have all that documentation behind this wall as well. It'll process all the payments. It'll process a database for the members. You can put up maps of which person owns which property, like on a plot map. If it's, or even like in a condo, you can put numbers down, where that is. There's also, if on the bigger programs also have work order management. So I don't know if that's something that you're dealing with, but if somebody will call the association and say, the grass isn't cut enough on my side, or the wall's cracking and in the common area, we need to do this, this, and this, or the guard is not the nicest one or whatever. So you can manage all of those requests as well. So we're going to put everything online, right? Okay. So the question then is, how much is this going to cost, right? Because nobody wants their HOA fees to increase. Okay. You're looking at anywhere between, depending upon the package, $25 to probably for 100 members, maybe $50 a month, maybe $75 if you start adding some more of these features. Okay. There are three that you could check out. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a link to all three. But one is called HOA Express. It's probably the least robust and it may be the cheapest. Gladly HOA is the second one. And a third one is called Door Loop. Okay. And these are all HOA packages. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to post a link to all three of these, Charles, over inside the Commando community. And that's if you go to commando.com/community, and that's where you see the Q&A forum. And once you're in there, that's where I post links for people to get more information in case other folks have similar questions. And if that doesn't work out for you, I want you to call me back and we'll go through another round if it's too expensive and we'll see what else we can locate. But I want you to make sure that you have a package that will also satisfy all the needs that you have at this time and grow with. You want to stay right where you are because coming up, put your thinking caps on. It's time for brand new or not true here on the Kim Komando Show. That's right. It is time for brand new or not true. It's America's national radio game show sensation that I made up years ago because after all, I see so many tech products and quite often I'm like, what were they thinking? Other times I'm like, wow, that was really a smart idea. And that's pushing the envelope. And that's where we came up with the idea of brand new or not true. It's where I present you, the home listener, the viewer of the Kim Komando Show, three products. And two are completely fake. That's right. I just made them up and one is actually true. And it's up to you to decide which of the three is the true product. Now, keep in mind, I'm not giving any product names out because, yes, people have been cheating, I've heard over the years. And they sit there and they Google and they say, now I know which one's true. And if you are watching in our Komando community, and I want you to play along in our interactive chat room, and you get to decide which is brand new or not true. And this week's special guest contestant comes to us from Chicago, Illinois, and it's Debbie. Hello there, Debbie.
Hi, Kim.
And what do you do there in Chicago?
I work for an international logistics company.
Oh, so you are familiar with technology. I bet you're going to win brand new or not true.
Well, I can only hope.
Okay. And keep in mind, if you win, okay, these are a collectible better than any NFT that you'll see online. It's an official Kim Komando Show official. That's right. Official fanny pack. Right. Not just your run-of-the-mill fanny pack. It's an official fanny pack. So are you ready to play, Deb?
I love fanny packs.
Excellent. Yes. Oh, my gosh. Great. Okay. So we have three products. Now, remember, only one's true. Two are fake. Okay. We're going to start with number one. Debbie, do you like the color of your eyes?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you could have different eye color if you wanted to, thanks to LED technology. The light-emitting semiconductor material determines the LED's color, so the number of colors, they say, is almost infinite. and it's indicated by its full name, light emitting diode. And it emits light. A diode is a device that allows the current to flow in only one direction. I tell you all of this because these are special contact lenses that cover your eyes, and they have LED tech inside them. And then using the app on your phone, you can change the color of the lens on your eyes from bright blue, to piercing yellow. That's right. You can have just about any color eyes that you want. Just remember what you get when you cross a blue eye with a black eye. Right? You get a pink eye. So the lenses are disposable after 30 days use, and it costs $50 one time. Number two is a different type of app. We've all had low points in our lives. Things are not going right. The kids aren't listening. And when you don't want to bother your family members and friends with your troubles, there's a new app that lets you reach out to complete strangers. They don't know you. Okay? All you're telling them is your side of the story. And maybe it might be safer to open up to strangers because you know how, well, it used to be before COVID, is that you'd sit next to somebody on a plane and suddenly you tell them your whole life story. You connect with someone who you don't know online, you explain what's going on, and you ask for their advice. Now, of course, if you do need professional advice, it's there for $125 an hour. And the app is free, but there are in-app purchases. And it's been said, I don't know if you know this, that Mark Zuckerberg is actually getting therapy. You know, the guy in charge of Meta and Facebook. He's going for tech support. Okay. Product number three, a keyboard. You're familiar with a keyboard, right, Debbie? We use it all the time. Not anymore.
Ma'am.
Not anymore. Because now you can write, you can swipe, you can click in the air. It's a different type of device. You wear it on your fingers. It's a keyboard on your fingers. So in order to spell the word into, you would use your fingers like I is the middle finger, an N is the thumb and the index finger. A T would be the index and the middle finger. Put those two together. And if it's an O, you do the ring finger. So you have to like learn. It's a different type of sign language, I guess you'd say. And you make all the numbers and fingers that you, rather letters with your fingers in the air. And some people will look at you and say, hey, they're doing sign language. But people who are hearing impaired or deaf, they're going to look at you like you're just a weirdo moving your fingers in the air. It's $199. Okay, so it's a tough week, isn't it? Huh, Deb?
So
you've
got
different ways to color your eyes. If I didn't want blue eyes, I could have green eyes or pink eyes or whatever. Two is the counseling app that where you just talk to complete strangers and get their advice. And then three is the way that you can type with your fingers in the air and also use a mouse. So which one do you think is the real product?
I'm going to go with number two, the counseling app.
Okay. All right. Deborah in Chicago is going with number two, the counseling app. Let's see what the judges have to say to that. Oh, Deborah.
All right, this is a demonstration of the new TapNow keyboard assistant. Mm-hmm. And this allows you to start tapping right away without having to first memorize the tap alphabet.
That's right. It's the tap thing that you put on your hand. That's what it is. So it's $199.
Wow.
It's from a company by the name of Tap, in case you want to check it out. But, you know, it reminds me of a story. A man had the most dangerous spider in the world. It was a brown recluse spider, and it was stuck at his keyboard. He called to his wife. He said, honey, I have a venomous spider in my house. And he said, and his wife said, are you okay? Is everything okay? And he said, yes, I have it under control. All right, get it? All right. Sorry.
That's cute.
All right. Okay, so Deborah, how can I help you?
Well, first I want to let you know that I'm a longtime listener, and I so greatly appreciate the service you provide to your listeners, and I read your newsletter every single day and have learned so much over the years.
Oh,
so thank you for that.
Thank you. It's, you know, I've been pretty blessed. Not pretty. I've been very blessed because I found a niche. You know, I found something that I really like to do. And as far as like combining technology with broadcasting and, you know, a lot of people think I'm a broadcaster. And I sometimes say like, you know, how long have you been on the air? No, I have a degree in computer information systems. You know, I'm a geek. You know, so, but I've been very lucky. And thank you for your kind words.
So my question has to do with many years ago, I remember hearing you say that if you really want to stay safe online, that you should use a dedicated device for my financial matters.
Right.
So in preparing, I'm going to retire in the next couple of years. I went out last month and I bought a new laptop, and I also bought a Chromebook.
Okay.
I haven't done anything with either one of them because I wanted to find out which of the two would be a better option for the financial end of it. So I reached out to 10 people that I know, friends, family, colleagues at work, who have far more experience with computers and IT than I do. And in the end, I surveyed each one of them, and I got a 50-50, so that was no help. Five of them said, you know, the Chromebook is better. Five said the laptop is better. So I thought, okay, now where do I go? And then I thought, what, no better option than to talk to the digital goddess, you know, herself. Oh. And so here I am.
Oh, you're sweet, Deborah. You know, the whole idea is that your main computer is going to be your main computer. That's the one that you are going to be getting email, you're going to surf the web on, and you know, and then you have a computer off to the side that you're only going to use to, say, to trade stocks, to look at your Fidelity accounts, your IRA, do your banking. And the idea is simply that if you are going to fall for a phishing scam or some type of download that you're going to get when you're hitting the web, is that it's going to hit your primary machine and not the machine that contains all your financial data, right? So it's a pretty logical scenario, and we've actually had it set up like that inside of our offices, inside the finance department's offices for many, many years. Now, I don't want you to hold it against the folks who said Windows, okay? And I don't want you to go to them and say, you know, you're a dope. But but the answer is Chromebooks. And the reason why is that there are a lot more Windows computers out there, okay, than there are Chromebooks. And so the hackers are going to go for the biggest bang for the buck. The other thing is that the Chrome OS is pretty basic. It doesn't have a lot of bells and whistles and ways to get into it. It has less avenues of attack, so to speak, than Windows. And Chrome also has many, many security options built in that will prevent it from being compromised from, say, just a single website or just a single line or just a snippet of dangerous code. And also, if you ever close a tab with a security threat on your Chromebook, is that the other tabs will keep running without getting infected. So in answer to your question, Windows or Chrome for the financial computer, the Chromebook is best. Of course, you got to be careful, common sense. So, was there anybody who said Windows that surprised you?
Not really.
Okay.
I've used a laptop for, you know, decades and keep all of my financial information and budgeting information on spreadsheets. And so I did do some, you know, searching on the web to learn a little bit more about Chromebooks. Since I bought one, I figured I'd try to educate myself a little bit.
Sure.
And I wanted to find out, can I use my Excel spreadsheets that I already have in place on the Chromebook? And what I found was that generally you need to convert them to Google Sheets.
Yes.
However,
yes,
it looks like to do that, I would have to use Google Drive. And I believe that Google Drive is like the cloud. And I'm not sure that I'm comfortable with thinking that hackers can't get into the cloud, and I wouldn't want that information available. So I keep everything on a portable hard drive.
Yeah, but the problem is if you lose everything on the portable hard drive, right? I mean, you can have redundancy in the portable hard drive, but I'm not a fan of the portable hard drive unless it's being backed up to someplace else in the cloud. I wouldn't worry about I wouldn't put passwords in a spreadsheet anywhere, no matter where it was located. Okay. But I wouldn't worry about just basic financial data being inside Google Sheets. I mean, I can tell you personally, I store a lot of confidential numbers on a Google Drive, inside Google Sheets, inside Google Docs. There's confidential and it's encrypted. And of course, you're going to set up your two-factor authentication. You can also use the Google Authenticator app if you want an extra level. So there are ways to secure all that. So I wouldn't necessarily worry about it. But you know what? Since it's Christmas, and since you're such a nice person, why don't we go ahead and give Deborah the official Kim Commando Show fanny pack just for playing Brand New or Not True. Deborah, thanks again for joining us. And if you have any other questions, make sure that you always know that we're here for you. Let's go ahead and do our digital life hack. And this week is brought to you by Simply Safe. If you've ever wanted to make your home feel safer, there's no better time than right now. This week, my friends at Simply Safe are giving my listeners 40% off their award-winning home security. I love Simply Safe because it has everything you need to make your home safe. Indoor, outdoor cameras, comprehensive sensors, all monitored around the clock by trained professionals who send help the instant that you need it. Simply Safe was even named the best home security system of 2021 by U.S. News and World Report. You can easily customize the system for your home online in minutes. These are Simply Safe's biggest discounts of the year. Get a complete home security system starting at just over $100, no long-term contracts, no commitments. And I want you to take advantage of Simply Safe's holiday deals right now, and you're going to get 40% off a brand new home security system. But you have to go to this address, simplysafekim.com. Again, that's simplysafekim.com for 40% off your system. We're going to talk about 8 ways that travelers are getting taken by hackers and thieves. And this is new for 2021 because maybe you're going to be traveling for the holidays. You're thinking about a vacation in the spring or even in the summer. It's number one, I want you to know what you're getting into. We have some sites that you can look at to find out how COVID is doing in a particular area. And these are COVID data tracking maps. And there's also the CDC map. Number two, speaking of, I want you to back up your data because when you're taking your important devices with you on vacation, you might lose them, drop them, whatever may happen to them. So I want you to also turn on Find My Device on Android and Find My on iOS. It's really easy. Number three is something that I have, and of course my son Ian makes fun of it, is I have a pandemic kit. And I gave him one. He's like, Mom, I know. Inside the pandemic kit is that I put hand sanitizer, Clorox go-to disinfecting wipes, phone sanitizer, and then some masks and some gloves if you need it. But anyway, it's all in a kit, and then I put it in a suitcase. I actually have one in each of our cars. And if you want to know what's in the kit, we have a link to it right here. And if you're going to be traveling, you know, it's not like you can ask for a blanket anymore. And even if you could get a blanket, would you use it? No. So I want you to make sure that you get the travel blanket. Keep a copy of your vaccination card on you at all times. Put some trackers inside your luggage, and then don't sync your phone with your car. If you want links to all of these, look no further than the official homepage of the Kim Komando Show, which is K-O-M-A-N-D-O. And when you're there, hit the link that says Kim Show. Still to come this hour, we have more of your great phone calls, and we'll be talking about some more important things, too, like car warranty robocalls. Will they ever stop here on the Kim Komando Show? If you're not already getting our Daily Tech Update and our Digital Life podcasts, just go ahead and sign up for them. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Search for Komando with a K and make sure that you get the Daily Tech Updates. And right now we have Joe in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Hi there, Joe.
Hi, Kim. Thank you for taking my call.
You got it. What's going on?
I have a question about an app. The app is Life 360. And what I'm wondering, is there a way to go into the history of that app and see, say, on my phone, what or the phone numbers I would have contacted for me to be able to track their phone?
Oh, to put them
Is
into
there a
your
way
circle?
To do that? Yes. To view the history of it, of all the numbers I would have tried to contact, or is there a way to find that information out?
Who's the person that you're trying to find? Are they in your circle now, or are they no longer there?
They would, basically, they never would have been. I'm trying to prove that I did not have this contact in there, and I'm wondering, is there a way to go back into the
history?
Into this app somehow to find that out?
It really depends upon what the level of your plan is. Are you under the free plan or paid plan?
The free one.
No. The free plan only keeps 2 days of history. That's it.
Okay.
So if it's over 2 days, then there's no way you can go back and you can prove that you didn't add a person to that list.
Okay.
And that's the thing with some of these apps. And I don't know the complete story, but I guess there's probably a trust issue that's happening, because that's the only reason why you would ask the question, is that it becomes pretty difficult to, you know, a lot of people can just go crazy when they start with all this tracking, and they start getting a little OCD and maybe a little paranoid. And, you know, if that ever happens to you, I just want you to remember that this all boils down to trust. Does this person trust me or not? And did I give them a reason not to trust me? And if the answer is they should trust me unequivocally, then there's something else that's going on that you need to dig just a little bit deeper. Joe, thank you so much for your call. Stay right where you are. All right, let's start with an email that I received the other day. Jacob in Austin, Texas, he listens to us on KLBJ, wrote, "Hey, Kim, longtime listener, love the show, and some of your jokes are bad." Thank you, I guess. But he says, "A lot are funny. I did something with my wife's mother." That's my mother-in-law. I guess we didn't know that. Anyway, Jacob, "it's not going over well," he says. "Maybe you can help me out. I trust you. I asked my mother-in-law what she wanted for Christmas. She said I should buy her something for her bathroom. Well, she's traveling over the holidays, so we opened presents the other day. When she unwrapped the toaster I got her, she wasn't pleased. It was a joke, kinda. Now what do I do?" Okay, Jacob, if your mother-in-law says she wants something for the bathroom, you don't buy her a toaster, okay? And you think that it's going to be funny. So what you can do is you can tell her that you got the toaster confused with a bath bomb because they essentially do the same thing. Ooh, okay, maybe not at all. And you see, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, just an example of what we talk about week after week here on the Kim Komando Show. We talk about living the best digital life ever. And I solve a lot of issues, I guess a lot of family traumas and digital dilemmas lately. But we also talk about all the gadgets and gizmos, your online security, privacy, what you should buy, and how much money you can be making online with NFTs and crypto. And boy, I'll tell you, the list goes on and on. You can find us on over 400 top stations from coast to coast, and we're streaming in your favorite radio app, as well as you can find us streaming as a podcast or webcast any old time you want over at getkim.com. And a special Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays goes out to our servicemen and women in the Army, Marines, Navy, Air Force, Coast Guard, and Space Force who are protecting our great nation. And they hear the Kim Komando Show, I love this, on the American Forces Network Radio. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open for you to give us a call, and maybe I'll answer a question or two for you at 1-888-825-5254. All right, let's start this over with five things that you need to know about tech that you can use to impress your family members and friends with all your know-how. I mean, let's talk about a Tesla. Now, according to the New York Times, there's an over-the-air software update that was released over the summer that lets, get this, Tesla owners launch and play certain video games while the car is in motion, because, you know, it has that big tablet in the middle. They just have to tap a button saying they're a passenger, not the driver. Okay, not exactly hard to get around that one. So, of course, it's raising all kinds of questions about safety, distracted driving. So the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration told Reuters that it's discussing the issue with Tesla. I sure hope so. And they're probing a number of accidents related to the autopilot software in the Tesla that has led to more than 15 injuries and at least one death. So you can imagine the agency's concern about Tesla owners activating autopilot, then firing up a video game. Drivers that might as well be wearing covers over their heads. I mean, covers over their heads inside a Tesla. Maybe we call it the Elon mask. All right, number two, 5G's effect on commercial flights are up in the air. Do you remember all the big concerns with 5G? It caused the pandemic and migraines and headaches, dizziness, cancer. But believe it or not, it could delay your next flight. Right now, we don't see any real difference between 4G and 5G in a big way, but it's about to change when the carriers switch on what's called, you ready for this? The millimeter wave high band channels, or 24 to 54 gigahertz. Yeah, pretty impressive stuff. They're going to make 5G live up to the promise of ultra high speeds, but there's a catch. The frequencies are shared by airlines in a device called a radio altimeter. This accurately counts down those last few feet before the plane touches down. So that's why you have those super smooth landings, even when the pilots can't see the ground, obviously. But in cities where 5G high band is turned on, the signal can interfere with these radio altimeters. So this week, the FAA instructed nearly 7,000 planes to avoid using altimeters at certain airports. That means that you could see and expect additional flight delays in big cities, especially when there's poor weather. And I know it's super upsetting when that happens, but just remember, you can't solve anything with a bad attitude. Number three, this is really happy stuff, and this is great stuff, especially if you're a caregiver. Listen up. Because Amazon announced a few months ago something called Alexa Together. It's a remote caregiving service where Echo devices keep tabs on a loved one. For example, maybe it's your mom and dad, your grandma, grandpa, who lives alone. And it's available starting this week. So when you sign up, you put an Echo in your elderly friend, parents, whatever their home. And let's say dad gets up in the morning and says, Alexa, start my day. And from that point on, you get push notifications about activity detected by the Echo, like moving around the house, things like that. Maybe turn on the TV. You can also set reminders for your loved ones to take their pills or use the drop-in feature to see how they're doing. There's also, this is really important, an urgent response feature. They can ask, I'm not going to say her name again, because then people's devices are going to pop up the A word for help. There's also fall detection that will call emergency services automatically. It's $20 a month, $200 if paid annually, and that's after a six-month free trial, at least for right now. And maybe it'll provide peace of mind if you're trying to care for someone in certain situations, but it really is an example of just another aspect of Amazon just, you know, really weaving themselves into our lives. I mean, we really live Alexa together whether we subscribe or not. Number four, you can check your email and make a call in the same app. If you're using Gmail, listen to this. On your iPhone or Android, updates are rolling out that lets you make voice and video calls directly from the app. Specifically, you'll be able to start one-on-one calls from Google Chat, which is already built into the Gmail app. So it's available to anyone with Google Workspace, G Suite, personal Google accounts, anybody, really, who has Gmail on their phone. So how it works, you open the Gmail app, you tap on the chat icon at the bottom, choose conversation, and then you can have the person's name, and then you can do a phone or camera, you can pick one. And then other folks can also call you the same way, and then you can see any missed phone calls inside the Gmail app. It's all part of Google's plan to simplify communication, working in all different locations, and to make Gmail like this big hub of all the tools. And it's similar to what Microsoft is doing with their very own apps. And so, you know, if you start thinking about it, if you ever ask the magic 8-ball which is best, I mean, don't be surprised if the 8-ball comes back and says, Outlook, not so good. Finally, number five, keeping those private photos private. Okay, back in May, Google launched a new locked folder feature where you could store your risque, your sensitive photos, I guess you'd say, in videos. And it can only be accessed, the special folder, with a passcode or biometrics. Okay, that was 6 months ago. And at the time, there was only available on the Google Pixel 3 smartphones or something newer. So now the locked folder is rolling out to Samsung phones and other Android phones. So if you have an Android, here's how to check if you now have the option to set up a locked folder. You're going to open up Google Photos, and then it's kind of like the yellow brick road. You go to Library, Utilities, and then you'll see locked folder. So it's not that bad. Photos, Library, Utilities, and then you'll see locked folder. And we've got the steps over on the website in case you miss it. But you're going to be prompted to set up on-screen instructions and then give some biometrics. Just keep in mind that if you uninstall the Photos app or clear, everything in the locked folder is gone too. So if you have an iPhone, you might be saying, where's my locked folder for my sensitive, risque folders, photos rather, and videos? So you can always hide it inside the Photos app. If you ever look at the share button, there's a share, it's a box with the arrow pointing up and the share, and then there's an option that says hide right there. This way the photos don't show up in your feed, they don't appear in any searches, but there's no way to really lock them. I mean, you know, there are always risks with risque photos. All right, let's see. Coming up in this hour, we've got a lot to cover. So you want to stay with us for the entire hour. We've got, wow, some Hewlett-Packard printers that are vulnerable to hackers. Yeah, what's going on with that? Allie's going to be joining us, our amazing content queen, to talk about some trending things in 2021. Like, for example, like what was the emoji that was used the most in the last year? Just make your guess right now. And then we have five warning signs that you're being targeted by an identity thief. And then we've got two more government-related scams to watch out for. And, of course, we have all of your amazing phone calls here on the Kim Komando Show. So why don't we start this hour with Randy in Dallas, Texas. Hello there, Randy.
Hi, Kim. How are you today?
I'm fantastic. Merry Christmas to you, and thanks for calling.
Merry Christmas to you as well, and congratulations. I understand that you got inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame.
You know what? I was super jazzed about that, Randy, and thank you. You know, there. You know, you get awards, right? And then you're like, okay, well, that was a nice award, and that was sweet, and that was, you know, great, and I got a Kachina doll, or I got a medal, or whatever. But, you know, it was different being inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame. It was kind of surreal because when I was signing the poster with my photo and they were taking pictures, a gentleman by the name of Craig came up to me and he said, I need you to make sure that you don't sign it like you normally sign things, like a serial killer, okay, because this poster is going to be seen by your great-grandchildren in the Broadcasting Museum of History. I'm like, oh, okay, I better sign it.
Wow,
nice.
That's special.
You know,
that's
it is.
Very special.
I mean,
to join people like Rush Limbaugh and people
yes.
like that is quite an honor.
Thank you. It really, I'm truly, truly an honor. I almost cried up there, you know, taking the award. But anyway, thank you. How can I help you?
Well, I just wanted to give you a heartfelt, big, big thank you for helping me get my website built. To give a little background on it and that, you know, I do the farmer market.
I remember you yeah. calling. Okay, excellent, excellent. Okay, yes, yes, you go to the farmer's market, but you were trying to figure out how to take orders there and get a website up and running, right?
Exactly, and how to do it at low cost because, you know, with farmer markets, you don't, you know, pull in a lot of revenue, so you got to be careful on your expenditures. And that, and I got exactly what I was hoping for. I mean, you and your team were just fantastic in helping me build this. You know, working with the team was very professional. They were friendly. They were cool. I couldn't ask for more. And you know, they were good teachers as well, too.
Well, I'll tell you, John and Jeremy are the best. They really are. They are top notch. I've told so many people this, and I've told them this too, is that I have never worked with two better IT professionals in my entire life. I never have. Never. And so.
And they were very flexible too, Kim. I mean, as far as, you know, if I had something that didn't fit in their time. And they had something, we worked it all out, and it was just a great experience, and it got me where I needed to go.
Well, and just to give everybody a little background, is that you called, and it was became obvious that this was something that you could not do by yourself, okay? I mean, this is not your area of expertise, okay? I couldn't farm anything. I have no green thumb, and so we all have areas of specialties. And so every once in a while when this happens is that I do what's called random acts of kindness. And these random acts of kindness are just that, is that where we will go in and almost like, you know, pluck you, right, and pull you out and say, okay, we're going to fix this all up, and then we're going to hand it back to you, which is what we've done, but also teach you along the way. So that you are empowered with knowledge. And so
and
now.
That's what I liked about it too, Kim, is actually that, you know, I got to be a part of building the web.
Which is great. And unfortunately, I think maybe your cell phone is acting up, but I understand what you're saying, Randy, is that it's. You know, but we let you become part of it. So you weren't just an observer. You were a participant. And random acts of kindness, we do them all throughout the year. And it's our way of giving back to you for your support, the home listener, the viewer of the Kim Komando Show, the people who support us inside the Komando community with your membership. We really appreciate that all year long. And Randy, thanks for giving all the kudos where they're owed, and that would be to John and Jeremy. Thank you guys for doing that. Stay right where you are. More of the show's coming up. All right, in just a few moments, we're going to talk about five warning signs that you're being targeted by an identity thief. Oh, yikes. And right now it's time to welcome Allie Seligman to the Kim Komando Show. She's our amazing content queen. Hello there, Allie.
Hello, Kim.
So I understand you put together some lists, and we're going to start with what, the most used emojis of the last year?
Yeah, so it's that time of year, right, when every website you go to, it's the best this, the top that of 2021. They're
right.
Everywhere.
Yeah, they are.
And yes, emojis. Well, first, let's save that one because here's why. I want everyone to think about, what emoji did you use the most? So put on your thinking cap, and we're going to come back to that one because I think it's really fun. And
it better not be like the angry face, okay?
Hey, if you had a year that bad, more power to you using that emoji. Good for you.
All right.
Top music. There are lots of different sources, right? I went with Spotify because if you're not an Apple Music person, you're probably using Spotify. It's huge. It's the leader. For the second year in a row, the top artist was Bad Bunny, a Puerto Rican reggaeton star. Now, here is what I thought was incredible about this. 9.1 billion streams, and he didn't release a new album this year.
You're kidding.
Well done, Bad Bunny. I don't know your music, but good for you.
You know, I was hoping that we could get some Bad Bunny to play. I was like,
hey, maybe we can get him on the next show, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
And then second was Taylor Swift, who did a lot more work. She had two new albums this year and then two that were out pretty late last year. And full disclosure, these are on at my house much of the time. And I am not the biggest Taylor Swift fan in my home. And it's just me and my husband. So I'll let you figure that one out. Then we've got BTS, the K-pop group, Drake, and Justin Bieber.
Okay. I expected Justin Bieber, but I thought he'd be higher up on the list.
I actually was surprised he was on the top five. I just don't hear much about Biebs lately.
Oh, see, well, here's the deal. Okay, I have some Justin Bieber on my phone, okay? And the reason why is that I have my Peloton connected to my Apple Music.
Yeah.
And so if they're doing a song that I like, I hit the heart. And so what that means is that the heart songs I like, end up in my Apple Music. And so I have, you know, a lot of songs that are popular now with, say, like 18 to 24-year-olds. Yeah. And so, like, I'll be driving with Ian, and I start singing this song from, like, Cardi B or something. He's like, how do you know that? I'm like, I'm just hip, okay?
You're the cool mom, obviously.
Yes. All right, moving on.
Okay, podcasts. Most streamed podcasts. Again, this is Spotify because they're one of the leaders here. No surprise at number one, Joe Rogan, super, super popular. Number two, this is one you told me about. And
did you listen?
I did not. And I don't think we can really go into what it's about on the radio. All we can say is this is adults only. Don't put this on if you have kids around.
Well, I think we can talk a little bit about it. Just we're not going to talk exactly.
Okay.
About
okay.
It.
It's called Call Her Daddy.
Yes. Yes. Call Her Daddy. And she's in her mid-20s. And she talks like, I'm like this, like, oh my gosh. Like, the episode that I heard was that she and her friend were trapped in a mansion in the Hamptons.
Sure.
And it was raining and the power went out, and the neighbors from across the street knocked on her door, and it was a man seeing if they were okay. And she said to her friend, oh my God, he's going to kill us. Oh my gosh. And they were like, and he's just like, hey, just want to make sure you girls are okay. And he's, and they hear all this. And like, she's like, ah. And then one of them actually says, you know, the power's out. I bet you we couldn't even call an Uber. Okay. That was the best part of the podcast. And the reason why Barry and I were listening to it, in case you're wondering, is we were driving from Santa Barbara to LA to see Ian. And we had just read that they paid Spotify, this 23-year-old, whatever her name is, nothing, I don't know, $100 million to bring her podcast over. Whoa. And so Barry's like, you know, and so his thought to me was, hey, maybe you can learn something. So we put on a podcast. Okay. And so after that, she goes into full disclosure with very graphic steps about how she how she did some things with a guy that she had just met.
Sure.
And ended up at the Four Seasons penthouse in Las Vegas, which, if you have young women, girls, they should not be listening to this podcast.
So you didn't learn much, is what you're trying to say.
Actually, I could have if I kept listening. All right, moving on.
Well, after that mess, we've got Crime Junkie, because people still love murder podcasts. I don't understand it myself, but I know they're very popular. And then TED Talks Daily. We all have a TED Talk sometimes, right? And The Daily, which is the New York Times daily news podcast.
And, of course, I mean, hello, Commando Explains?
Kim Commando Explains, in at number 6.
Awesome. Yes.
Congrats, Kim.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Call me Kim.
Call me Kim. All right. On to Netflix. Netflix is always tricky because they're, I guess, a little shady about the way they release their watch numbers, right? It's hard to tell what's actually the most popular. This year, they released some and said, this is the most popular of all time. But you never quite know who's being counted. If I watch that for 30 seconds,
That's the problem. If you turn it on for 10 seconds, it's like, they watched it.
Exactly. Yes. Not quite fair. But The Independent, I thought this was really cool. They put together a list. They took all these numbers that Netflix has released in kind of different places across the year and then did some of their own math. And they said, you know what? Take out some of Netflix's, you know, shenanigans. And here's what was actually the top. And number one, no surprise, Squid Game.
You still haven't watched it?
I still haven't watched it.
Oh,
and I don't intend
Allie.
To, frankly.
Allie, it's okay.
If you're wondering why won't she watch it, I am not a gore and blood person. It really turns my stomach. And so, you know, with my leisure time, I don't want to watch something like that.
Okay, I thought I would never watch Squid Games because, you know, me, unless it's a true story, unless it's a documentary, I mean, I don't want to watch it. I mean, you know, like really baby face. I watched Squid Game. And we watched like 3 episodes in one night. And then I told Ian the next day, and he's like, what'd you guys watch last night? I'm like, Squid Game. He's like, Mom, what are you watching? That stupid thing. You know. And then like 2 days later, he's like, oh my gosh, I watched the whole thing of Squid Games.
Oh man.
Yes. All right. So that's Squid Games.
Squid Game. And then I'd never heard of this one, but apparently it's incredible. It's a French mystery kind of thriller series called Lupin. Another one that's really popular and somehow I've never heard of it. Money Heist. It's a Spanish drama. It has done crazy views. And then Made, which is an American drama. This one actually looks really good if you're into dramas. It's like a young mom trying to leave an abusive relationship. It's supposed to be great. And one I actually have seen, Sweet Tooth. Have you seen this?
No. What's that about?
It's like a post-apocalyptic. The main character is this little boy. He's half human, half deer. He's cute as a button. He loves maple syrup. So
of course he does.
Yeah, of course. All right, let's move on from streaming and talk a little bit about Google. Now, all the top searches, according to Google Trends data, are sports. And even crazier, most of them are about cricket. I did not know this, but cricket is the second most popular sport in the world.
I didn't know that either.
Who knew, right? And so,
That's like a Jeopardy question.
There you go. Yeah.
What is cricket? Yes.
On the news side, we've got, of course, Afghanistan, AMC stock, Dogecoin, COVID vaccine. On the movies and the TV shows, Marvel had a lot of it locked down. WandaVision, Cobra Kai, Loki, Shang-Chi, Black Widow. And then I always think these are really interesting, not just the top searches, but Google does a little bit of like, okay, what were people really thinking about and searching for this year? Doom scrolling. That was one of the biggest search terms this year. And that, of course, is when you're looking through bad news or social media. You're not getting anything out of it. You're feeling worse.
You just keep going and going and you scroll for more and more and more and more and more.
The word affirmations hit an all-time high for searches worldwide because people just wanted to feel better this year.
That's
right?
True. Yes.
This one, I won't even try to explain, basically went huge on TikTok. The most searched for in Google history for this term, sea shanties. Most of all time this year.
Sea shanty?
Yeah, there was a TikTok trend. People kept making videos with sea shanties as the music. It was weird. Let's forget about it.
All right.
All-time high search for mittens. Do you remember why?
No.
That would be Bernie Sanders, that meme where he's sitting there with his mittens.
Oh, gosh, I totally, you know what, now I see it everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, because now you told me, you reminded me, and I was like, oh, yeah, I remember, then some of them were so funny.
So funny. The most searched interview, not of just this year, but of all time, was Meghan and Harry's interview in March with Oprah.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, this one's a little bit of a bummer. This search had a 5-year low in the U.S. That was long distance relationship. COVID.
COVID. Yes.
Okay. Now I promised it and we're back to it. Most used emojis.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. So which one do you use the most? And if it's the answer, don't say it.
It's not. So okay. One that I've been using a ton and probably use the most, not at work, but otherwise, you know, the two eyeballs, like the eyes that are kind of like looking.
Yes.
I use that so much. I don't know why, but it seems to work for everything. I also use the little face with the three hearts around it a lot.
Oh, yeah. I use that one
the little love
too.
Guy.
Yes.
Yeah. What about you?
It's that one or the one that's throwing a kiss.
Yeah.
You know, the little
you
heart.
You do use that a lot.
Yes, I do.
It's cute.
I know, but sometimes I put it like, and I give it to like, you know, you and other people and stuff. I'm like, okay, well, that was kind of weird. But if I'm near you, I'm going to give you a big hug anyway.
There
so.
You go. Yeah. I actually read a really interesting study that women in general interpret emojis more negatively than men. So like they might see a little smiley face as you being like, I don't know, condescending or something.
Oh, really?
Okay. I know. Isn't that funny?
Oh, ladies, get off of it. All right.
So the top five, I'm going to go from the bottom. Number five, loudly crying. This is the one with like the huge tears and the puddle of tears at the bottom.
That's sad.
That is sad. Number four is thumbs up.
Yeah. I use that all the time.
I do too. It's handy. And then we've got rolling on the floor laughing. This is the one, tears out of the eyes and the face is kind of sideways.
Okay. I use that one.
You do. I never use that one. Number two, the red heart.
Simple.
Yeah.
You know why? Because it's easy if you don't. It's just like the greater sign three if you don't want to go find the emoji.
Yeah.
That's always easy. Yes.
Exactly. And then number one, the laugh cry, also called the tears of joy. This is like big smile, tears coming out. This accounted for 5% of emoji use.
Okay. Well, that's, you know what? I'm happy to hear that. I mean, because it says something about society, doesn't it?
I think it does. I think it's also really, really... like, you can use it in so many situations. If something is absurd, if something is funny, if something is, you know, when you're having one of those days when something happens and it's just like, I cannot take one more thing.
Well, it was like, you know, like this morning. Okay, we hear from some big dogs, Fox News, USA Today, that we made a little mistake in the comment. We're not going to say what it was. We just made a little mistake. And so... I send it off to Allie. And then we're like going back and forth in chat. And I was tempted to give you the poop emoji, but then I thought, no. And so that's when I just said, well, crap happens, you know, we can't get too wrapped up in it. And then I thought, you know, from a managerial perspective, so think about this. I went from giving you the poop emoji to saying that poop happens. And then that's when I said, you know what, that's why I put in the chat. Maybe I should have said something like managerial, like, Allie, we always try to do our very best, but there are times when we may move too quickly. So in the future, let's try to do more fact checking.
Yeah, sometimes you just need the poop emoji.
That's it.
Right?
Hey, well, good job. We appreciate you coming on, telling us all about the searches and what we missed and how we can be better in 2022, because we're going to be covering a lot more of this stuff. And Allie, you do an amazing job. You do. And I call you the amazing content queen, not lately, because you deserve the title, really. And let me give you a round of applause.
Thank you, Kim.
Yay. All right, got to do a quick tip, and this week is brought to you by GoodRx. How many times have you gone to the pharmacy with no idea what you're going to pay for your prescriptions? That's why you need GoodRx. You can instantly compare prices at pharmacies in your neighborhood. And for simple, smart savings on your prescriptions, go to GoodRx. That's GoodRx.com/Kim, GoodRx.com/Kim.
GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance. In 2020, GoodRx users saved an average of 79% off retail prices.
All right, let me tell you about a couple of warning signs that you're being targeted by an identity thief. You start seeing some strange banking activity on your account. Maybe you're getting 2FA and login alerts on your phone. You start seeing some changes to your credit report, and suddenly your billing changes. Or maybe you are applying for credit cards, insurance, and loans, and you get rejected, or maybe you aren't, and you get rejected anyway. We've got more information about these over at commando.com, and you want to stay right where you are. We have more of your phone calls coming right up. Nathan in Joplin, Missouri. Hello there, Nathan.
How's it going today? It's thank you so much for taking my call.
You betcha, sir. How can I help you?
Well, I'm a high school English teacher, and I would like to get a robot vacuum for my classroom so that I can keep it a little tidier. We have trouble keeping, with the labor shortage, keeping janitorial staff in there and getting everything done. But if we could, if I could run a vacuum every night, a robot vacuum, I think that would be fantastic for me.
I've never used one. You know what? It's a great idea. It is super. So, I mean, if you're having trouble getting custodial help to clean the classroom and there's junk on the floor, I mean, you can clean it. Or, like you said, every night it could do it for you automatically. And that's amazing. So there's one made by Anchor, and it's a two-in-one. It does vacuum. It does mop. You can set boundaries. It works on Wi-Fi, and it also is good for pets. And so if there's going to be hair or anything on the floor, you never know what the kids leave, right? So,
lots of hair.
So we'll just go ahead and get that. You know, so it's called it's EUFY by Anchor. And I'll tell you what I'll do, Nathan, is I'm going to send you one for Christmas. How about I do that for the classroom?
Thank you so much, Kim. That would be fantastic.
All right. So you hang on the line. We're going to make sure that we get your full mailing address so we can send you out. A robotic vacuum for the classroom goes out to Nathan as our random act of kindness this week. Stay right where you are. More of the show is coming right up. Hey, just a quick reminder that any of the buying guides, any of the gift guides that you've heard us talk about during the show, you can always hit commando.com. There's a big red button on the homepage that says gift guides. And while I have your attention, make sure that you sign up for the current newsletter. Yes, do it now while you're thinking about it. Head over to thecurrentnewsletter.com. I'm Kim Commando, and thanks for joining us this week.